Philadelphia's largest fine art venue has, over the past decade, also become one of the city's premier performing arts presenters. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, it's attracting a widely diverse audience.
When the Philadelphia Museum of Art began presenting jazz and small ensemble classical concerts in the 1990s, it was mostly to help create a more lively atmosphere for patrons to view the art on the walls when the museum stayed open late Friday nights. In the time since, with the gradual disappearance of smoky jazz clubs and neighborhood music bars, it's taken on a more important role for musicians and fans alike, says Sarah Moyne, producer of evening programs at the museum.
The audience is so inspired, and it's a smoke-free and all-ages venue. I mean, kids to seniors to everything in between feels really comfortable there. It's really a gathering place for the community and a place to showcase visual art and all types of art, including music.
The museum's Friday night Art After Five is now a local institution with a unique identity. It still fulfills its role in bringing people into the building on a Friday night, but it's also become a source for new music, commissioning work related to special exhibitions and its permanent collections from nationally renowned composers and musicians such as Stanley Cowell and David Liebman. Sarah Moyne says she's been happy to use the artistic license the venue presents to test the boundaries of what the audience might want.
I feel like one of the most exciting things about this job is really being able to experiment and push the limits. So atonal we've done. We've done even things like Japanese punk bands when we had a Japanese exhibition.
These days, Art After Five presents international music on the first Friday of each month and jazz on all other Fridays, with now only occasional deviations.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.